What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Dungeon Master, previously on The Outsiders.
I'll turn and I'll walk to what is clearly a big empty cabinet, the end of the corridor, and it just says on top, people life saved. And I take out the Lois Lane lanyard and I put it inside.
And the voice comes over again. You know you can't win.
Who's that?
What?
Tony?
That's Alfred. What do you mean?
You're trying to get into my systems. I won't allow it.
We need to get everyone out of this cave. It's not safe.
Okay. And then you hear Alfred.
Oh.
Do as you're told. Day. And then this gas explodes from the collar upwards. And he goes to grab you to pull you off, but his hand just kind of goes through. So, jumping back in. Jim, you are outside on your motorbike working your way in.
Oh, thank God. I've literally forgot where we were up to. And you were like, right, so back to where I was like, what the fuck was I doing?
Shit.
By the way, guys, we recorded an hour and a half ago.
Mr. Sheen, you are currently pinning down
Mr.
Damian Wayne in his father's bat suit. And Fran, you are having the worst nightmare of your life.
Yep. Close to wetting myself.
Yes.
His bat suit.
Yeah, so
it's his father's bat suit.
It is, but the suit is designed to accommodate for Batman's aging, Bruce's aging. So he would have dwindled in size over the years and used technology to heighten his strength and speed back to where it should be and maybe a bit more.
Okay.
Rather than using his physical prowess, because he was dwindling in age. He would have been pushing like 70, 80 years old doing this, 90 years old doing this. Like, he was fucking done. So the suit does all the heavy lifting and all the work. It's just him in it doing all his detective work. The brain's okay. Still active. The body wasn't capable.
So like a vacuum pack?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Brings it all in. Oh, I could do one of those.
It was a corset.
Tom Holland's Spider-Man outfit, weren't it?
It's got wings on the side.
Do you remember his first movie, Tom Holland's Spider-Man outfit?
Oh, it is.
And he put it in and it went...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that with...
It was baggy. Like,
it's got technology to a heightened strength, making Batman again.
That's going to real go on your nuts, isn't it?
So think like the Spartans from Halo. Mjolnir does all of the work, the Mjolnir armor. The man inside just does the thinking.
Oh. Yeah.
Spartans are strong to withstand what the armor does. But the they think the suit does.
Okay. That makes sense.
Spartans don't move the armor around in Halo.
I was just confused.
They think about moving the armor and the armor does it.
I just imagine Damian in like this baggy Batman suit.
Like it's cave over that's 2 foot too long.
Is that like
covering his hands?
What's the Batman and Spooderman?
Spooderman.
Yeah.
Where the mask is on wonky.
Yeah. What's it? Oh God, it was a YouTube video with Batman, and everything was just baggy on him.
I don't remember.
Oh God, I'll have to find it. It's funny.
The only Batman one I remember is when he jumps off the building and farts. Right? We all remember that.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that from YouTube?
Yeah, that's the Tobey Maguire one.
Tell me who you are. I'm Batman.
I bet he farts. He's got a bat fart, isn't he?
It's got a bat fart. It's got wings.
No, there's a little vent on the back.
Oh, it's like a recorder. You blow into it and it blew in.
It's a specific butt harmonica.
It converts farts into justice.
He slots it between his cheeks when he puts a suit on.
It's justice farts, isn't it? He farts and it goes justice.
Anyway, yeah. So Jim, you work your way back in. The Damien's struggling. Like, he wants out of these cuffs.
Me and Tim have got this.
Yeah,
he's an angry fuck.
Yes. Yeah, I would
He's been handcuffed there, right?
He is handcuffed with bat cuffs, yeah. He's not going anywhere with those on.
I guess I would come in and see you sort of, like, dealt with him, really. Like, he's on the floor, he's all handcuffed.
Yep.
So
he is still, he's fighting and struggling, but he's not getting out of those cuffs.
Yeah, I was about to say. So maybe I'll go and get a wheelie chair. Not a wheelchair, because that's the... Yeah.
Didn't give me any fucking chair. Just
dump him out.
You got the floaty beds that we were all on.
One of the hover beds.
I don't want to push one of those hover beds. It's pointless.
You don't have to push it.
Yeah, you don't have to push him.
What's it? Whistle. Voice command. No, hey, Siri.
You whistle. Call it over.
Do you not, would it not be like one of a bracelet or something? So you can
it
just
follows the bat suit because that's what it's supposed to do.
The whole time the fight's been going on, there's
been just two gurneys following him around. They jump off with him.
That sounds so goddamn stupid. You're like, oh, there's gurneys following him around. Just follow him around the city. Think it's about
moving. Two gurneys afterwards.
The guy's still strapped to it. Going at like 100 miles an hour.
He's got goggles on. And you know,
front one's got a cowboy on it, fucking waving his hat around, fucking hanging on.
Justice.
Yes, yeah. We'll get him on a gurney.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll manhandle him onto the gurney.
And kind of, are you going to try and strap him down or something?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, strap him down.
Because they come with straps.
The gurneys would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they come with straps.
We'll strap that fucker down.
Yeah.
I'm still going on the gurneys. Like, you're now pushing him down. That means you're pushing the gurney into the floor.
It's like magnetic, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, how much are you fucking magnetized?
They can do it.
Yeah.
It's plot amount.
Right, that's a scenario.
This
is a scenario.
This game is all about plot, mate.
This is a scenario right here. What are floating gurneys and how do they work?
Magnets. That's it.
That means if there's any metal guy that.
Does that mean if someone's on them and you turn them up too much, like a mag cannon?
Yeah!
Just go fucking boom, boom! Gone!
Reverse it. Reverse the polarity.
You throw Iron Man underneath, you'd be fucked.
He just starts doing that. Bouncing up and down.
Literally.
Ow, 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 ow. Go to sleep.
Just put the Hulk underneath it.
What, the Hulk? He's not magnetic.
It's a Hulkbuster. We've got a Hulkbuster one side and Iron Man the other and just put him in the middle.
Anyway, so you tie Damien down to a gurney, and Tim is he's looking proud. Fucking clocked him with one hit.
I mean, fucking. I kind of did most of it. That's fine.
And he puts his hand up to shake yours.
Oh, to shake mine. Yes, I'll shake Tim's hand.
I thought he was asking for something from him.
Yeah, could you imagine? I collect drinkers, don't you know? Oh, do you?
He's like, thanks for the assist.
All right, Tim.
And he puts Damien into the med bay, and the doors close, and it's just silent. But before they close, you could hear him like mouthing off and writhing around and making guttural, angry noises.
Get the gas out of his system.
Like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the doors close with a, and then silence.
Thank goodness it's quiet again.
We need to let the gas leave his system.
So, you're going back out? Kind of come in, see the situation's handled?
I will go in, but I will also check on everyone else that was there at the time, because there was more than one.
Nightwing and Batgirl were affected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll see how they're getting on. Are they okay?
They're still in the same sort of state. Batgirl has passed out.
Good.
She just through anyway. Just through fear. She can't scream or anything to let you know that she's the same. You just see her kind of writhing around in a curled a little ball like
what
a child.
Dick?
Dick is in the med bay still.
Dick's just been asleep the whole
he's
time.
He's been chilling.
No, okay. he was awake,
he
but he's pretty
affected?
Fucking useless,
yeah, he
isn't he?
Do anything.
Oh, okay. Did he get affected?
No, he's fine.
Okay, no, that's fine. Because I didn't know where the gas actually went from and around and all that.
I take it he was sealed in the med bay.
Yeah, he was sealed in the med bay, so.
Okay.
Like, it's soundproof, so it's gas-proof.
I didn't know whether the gas was throughout the cave.
And it's quite a heavy gas, so it doesn't travel well between spaces, but the Batcave being such a huge open plane.
Is the computer Alfred still there?
Yeah, so it's actually broken into.
Yeah, still been attacked by my bumblebees.
Of course. But it was talking as well,
it was talking,
during,
yeah.
During this soiree.
And kind of glitching out a bit and messing up. So, what are we going to do?
Talk to the Alfred.
I'll carry on helping the people. I'll move some people into the med bays and that, and actually... Yeah, actually, maybe not in with Damien. I don't know whether I want him...
I'm still outside.
Well, Dick's in there.
Do they have isolation bays
in
the med bay?
For plot, they can, yeah.
Well,
I mean, Batman would have, like, prison or something that would be able to put someone in. Like,
I doubt he'd bring a villain into his own Batcave.
No, but I imagine
maybe not. But someone like Catwoman, or someone that he just doesn't trust that much in the early days, he might have had like a plan for that.
Or just the basics of like diseases and that. I would imagine Batman would have contingencies for diseases and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, so there'd be somewhere to put Damien.
Yeah, cool.
To separate him.
And that's what I would be doing. I think I'd separate them all up. I'd make sure everybody had a gurney, because there's like 7 or 8 of them following us around.
Again, plot amount of gurneys.
Plot amount of gurneys.
Well, you're not
seeing. You can go back and get...
I will.
Where's Tawny?
But that... Outside.
All right, okay.
Outside.
Yeah, but fuck. In her state, would she not run away?
She wasn't going anywhere.
Right. I don't know. Some people flee from being scared, right?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the expert in scaring people.
Well, somewhat.
Rude.
It's going in my notes again. I'm going to talk to the computer program.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, you walk up to it. The head is still kind of glitching on and off, but there are just tons of like these little pixelated bees all over the screen as well. Go ahead.
I don't know who you are yet, but I hope you've got a backup plan, because plan A didn't work.
The mouth starts opening, but there's no words coming out of the speakers, and you just hear and it just starts glitching and breaking until the head disappears. And then Tawny's symbol kind of spins and takes over and appears on the screen.
We're in. The computer's worked.
We are.
The virus has worked. I'm not touching it.
I guess I've kind of like picked up Tawny and brought her in.
No, give me perception checks before you leave.
I can't. I shouldn't. No, 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 no. I've also got my hands over my eyes, so...
14. It's not a difficult one.
26.
So, whilst Humphrey is talking to Alfred, the AI, Jim, you hear the sound of a motorbike. Quite an old-sounding bike. It's a bit archaic, and it's rumbling through, and then when it gets closer, you start to hear it as well. And it comes flying through the Batcave and lands on it. You see a well-built dude, motorbike helmet on, and when he takes it off, Domino mask. Yes. And on the back is Tawny. You recognize this man.
It's not Jason, is it?
Is it Domino?
This is Bumble Boy.
Oh.
Who suited up.
Back.
It's the redemption arc that we didn't want.
And he pulls her off the motorbike and carries her. She is unconscious. He's put her to sleep. Kind of ease that. There's no cuffs on her anymore either. And he puts her onto a gurney, pushes her in the med bay, and then he comes to you, Mira, and goes, hands you your cuffs back.
Thank you.
With the key.
I knew you'd be back, Bumble Boy.
I'm late to the party.
And what a party it was.
It was actually quite easy, Bumble Boy. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's because combat sucks. I wanted to get over and done. No one's enjoying combat in this. It's just exchanging punches and call it a day. It's not fun.
Call it a draw.
So where are we at?
I'll let you put Tawny in the med bay. There's somewhere for her in there. We have access now to the computer. Let's find out what's been going on.
Let's find out who it is behind it all.
So, as you're saying this, Tawny, you come to. Calm down.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you a cure for it.
Aww.
An antidote.
He's quite a smart kid. He just doesn't let on. His anger kind of takes over.
Yeah.
But he is quite a smart kid. On top of you is a suit.
What? Actually, physically?
Resting on you, yes. Oh, okay. Not wearing it.
Oh, okay.
Resting it on you.
Right. Okay. And I've just woken up.
Yes.
On a gurney. Well, I'm a bit shocked about this. Where did this come from?
So you pick it up and look at it?
Yeah, and I'm also saying out loud, where did this come from?
It's...
Because of course I wouldn't remember
Dick
him.
Is in there and just like, turn it around.
Turn it around.
And there is a red bee on the front of it, but and all of the colours, accents of the gold have been turned red.
on purpose. This is a new suit.
Did you make it?
But it's got Rumblebee's logo, just red, metallic-y red, so it glimmers.
Okay. Well, as I've just woken up and Dick's the only one talking to me, did you make this?
That's not my handiwork.
Okay. I'm going to have a look and check the size. Because that's what I would do with clothes.
It's a woman's medium.
All right, fit. Don't worry.
I'm going to slowly get off of the gurney, go to a curtained bit, because I'm guessing in a med bay there would be a curtain bit.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you wearing like a patient's gown with the bum bit?
Probably.
How have you changed? Did you put her in her patient's gown?
She's clearly mental.
Dick's just like, nice ass.
When did she change?
I'm going to go behind the curtain, mm-hmm. put on the new suit. There wouldn't be a mirror in there because it's not a changing room. I'm just going to check myself over and be like,
Yeah, the cowl is... There's no cowl.
It's just my domino mask.
It's your mask.
Yeah, my domino mask. I have a domino mask.
Goggles and everything. Yeah, that just goes with it.
I'll pull back the curtain in a dramatic fashion.
Do it as well. Hold on, and we're all standing there.
Jazz hands.
Some of us are nodding.
No, the next one. No, the next
one. Some of us are nodding.
It's a montage now.
Wolverine, she's got the bat suit everything.
On. Come here. No.
And then I'll exit the med bay because, of course, you guys aren't in there.
No, we're not aware of the suit yet.
At the computer.
I'm going to walk through. How far away from the med bay is Alfred's computer?
Oh, it's a good, 30, 40 feet.
Okie dokie. But if I exit the med bay, I'll be able to see these three.
Yeah. You can.
It's a long strut.
Yeah.
But you can make it.
I'm going to come through and just be like, Bumble Boy?
Rumble.
Just going to get a bit tipsy.
And he walks up to you. It's always yours. Puts out his hand.
I'll shake it. With tears in my eyes.
Oh my god. I promised myself I wasn't going to cry. And that's me at the computer.
I knew what it was. I just wanted somebody to say it.
And he says, I've got your back. I'll be your sidekick.
It's emotional. She's wanted this for a long time.
Oh,
so what's the mission, boss?
Fran is genuinely,
still need to give me a minute.
Fran is genuinely crying.
She is genuinely crying.
Hold on. What's happened with the computer first?
We're in.
Excellent. Right. To the computer.
She walks away, beats the computer.
That was Bumble Boy.
It's a slow walk.
Like the end of Apocalypse where they're walking away from the fucking ship. Are they walking in slow-mo?
It's just Dick pokes his head out and he's like, yeah.
But he's nodding slowly.
Yeah.
Like Jack Nicholson. Yeah, thumbs the slow up. Thumbs up, guys.
Chuck Norris thumbs up.
Everybody's in slow-mo.
Everyone.
Slow-mo clapping, going on. Cheering.
Humphrey's like, what's going on?
Did I die again?
Because you're the only one not in slow motion.
I might be dying.
Slow motion doesn't affect you. You're the only one. In normal speed.
Like, okay.
Oh dear. Right, yeah. So to the computer. Right, so now I can see.
Yeah, so you get to the front of the computer.
I'm going to tap.
It's got your logo on the screen. And it's turned to the greens and blues have gone. And it's just turned to golds and yellows. Yeah. But you're in.
Right, I need to go through the computer system to see who's hacked into this or what is anything that's controlling Alfred and his plans.
If it has been hacked, there should be an address, IP,
for where there'd it's be
a fingerprint, some form a digital fingerprint. Yeah.
So I'm gonna. How long is this gonna take me to run through this?
So you have open access now. So the only thing that's gonna slow you down is you're going typing. Through like file systems and stuff like that to find stuff.
Can I not plug in one of my bumbles to be able to go through it? So and there just is speed.
There is still
up
one plugged in. Remember.
Yes. What I mean. Can I not get them to speed up the process?
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to know what you're trying to look for. To narrow that down, this you've got a good 60 years worth of villain files and so data and everything look, on this system.
Look it's for hacking.
Look for any plan.
Plans hacking.
Has any
there's got
information
to be something there that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Something around how to kill each member of the Justice League.
Yes, that.
Okay, so you do a search, and instantly with the Justice League, you find the Rogue Protocol. In there is video.
What's this, Tawny?
Rogue Protocol.
Anybody else know about this?
Yes, I'm well aware.
What do you know
I
about
told
it?
You in the your trophy room.
Yeah.
Trophy room.
We went to the trophy room for a bit. When you were hacking, you were there. You know.
Wait, I wasn't at your trophy room.
No, you weren't at the trophy room. Yes, the Rogue Protocol was there to kill the Justice League.
And who came up with this idea?
It was Batman.
Right, do I notice anything suspicious on this Rogue Protocol?
No, there's just a video file.
Right, open the video file.
So it's a very young Bruce Wayne as Batman.
Picture Johnny English in the bathroom. The minute you said it.
You're so hot. You're so cool.
Just Batman with a fucking back scrub singing. Oh, wrong file. That shouldn't be there. No, you found the Rogue Protocol.
So the video starts. It's Bruce Wayne in his chair, and he looks young, like you're talking 30s, grey suit, yellow logo, like very young Bruce Wayne.
I've got friends, but in my lessons I need to cover my back. That's why I've made a protocol to end every Justice League member, should I need to. That's what they're calling themselves. The Justice League. Inside these files, you'll find everything you need. Whoever is my heir to this throne to look after Gotham, you will have everything you need to end the Justice League, including Wonder Woman and Superman. Good luck.
And Batman gets up, and then the video cuts out just as he turns his back.
I want to see who has... Is there any way...
There will be a viewing log.
A viewing log.
Yeah, so this last opened was very recently. Within the last month, it's been opened a few times. And the access has been Damian Wayne and Alfred.
Alfred being the computer system.
Yes.
I was about to say.
He is an AI that assists Batman when Alfred died. The AI took Alfred's job.
We're still taking a bit of a leap here.
Is there any way to find through the technology who has had access to Alfred?
Yeah.
Other than Damian Wayne.
So he would have update logs.
Yeah.
Like software updates would be logged when they happened.
Can I see if there's any flaws in those updates? Like a bug?
That would take a very long time because it's something that you didn't make. So you would have to understand how Alfred was made before you could even start.
But at least an update. I would like an update log.
Updates. The last one was just about 6 weeks ago.
Is that when this started happening, the killings?
Yeah.
And who updated it? Did he do it himself?
Batman updated it.
I'm going to teleport into the med bay.
Does he finish? Stop screaming.
Doesn't matter. I'll try and talk to him.
Yeah, no. He's writhing around and he sees you come in and you seem like grit his teeth. And as he talks, spit kind of builds up and comes out. He's like, let me out!
Did you kill the Justice League?
Let me out.
Answer me and I might.
Let me out!
And he starts writhing around and you can hear the like chains clanging. And
Bumble boy, do you have any more antidote?
I do.
It was a different gas.
It's a different gas.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Have you worked out what gas it is?
Rage serum.
Yeah, some sort of Baines. Aggression gas.
Rage serum gas.
Isn't it Baines?
Just to get you thinking about it.
I had an idea, but I don't think my character would have worked out.
Keep it quiet then. Yeah, it might come up naturally. Yeah, that you're working out that way. Yeah, because there was a major villain I did not point out earlier in the trophy room. That would be the biggest clue.
Oh, a major villain that you didn't point out in the trophy room. What, the one that I went into in the back cave?
Yes, in the back cave. Yeah. So yeah, you're talking to Damien.
He's just raging.
Yeah, he's just like angry and determined and gritty and.
I'll walk up a bit closer to him. Are you going to talk to me or not?
And he goes to headbutt you.
That's fine.
But he doesn't get near you, obviously. But that's kind of like the only free movement he's got is a bit of his upper body and his head and neck.
I take off my glove and death touch him.
Okay.
I might calm him down. I don't
know. Natural antidote.
He just tanks it.
Does he?
Fear on fear, innit?
Yeah.
He just starts screaming at you and like the words disappear. But the look on his face doesn't.
I'm going to look with a mild sense of disappointment at you.
You're not there. I'm in the med bay. I teleported in as well. I didn't go through the door.
You did. As soon as I hear the massive screaming, I'll be like,
I'll teleport back out. There's no talking to Damien at the minute. He's raging. Whatever gas it was, and I pick up the cylinder that I took off of him, which I just left on the floor. I pick that up.
That's
whatever perfect. It is in this.
Analyze, if I may.
You can, and I pass him the...
I'll put it on an analyzer. I would guess there's definitely
an analyzer. Batman, he can work out this type of stuff very easily. Yeah, it's like just build up and everything. Tim's like, there's no need for that.
I know what that is.
You've seen it before.
That's Poison Ivy's plants.
Oh.
And it analyzes it, and it confirms it's plant-based. It's not a toxin itself. It doesn't do any harm. What it does do is... allow someone else to control someone else, usually Poison Ivy.
And is there a counter to it?
Not that I've ever found.
But it wears off.
It will wear off.
Do we know roughly how long?
A few hours.
Then we wait a few hours.
And this has only been made by Poison Ivy?
Yes.
It can't be synthesized,
no.
So whoever's doing it all has been using bits and pieces from every villain.
From this cave.
Didn't you say... is he with us now?
Tim.
And all of the Batmans and everyone.
Dick's in the medbay.
Dick can be. If you want him to be, he can move. He will need a chair. He'll probably have an old school wheelchair lying around rather than his normal ones. But he can be mobile.
I'll ask him to join us. Dick, you said there were several Batmen that had been Batman before. This is very confusing for me right now. There's a lot of Batman.
There's been several Batmen.
You said there was one that Batman had to take down.
Azrael.
He's the only one that I haven't seen yet.
Azrael is difficult. He's a man of God. He vanished and is probably... long dead by now, judging by how much trouble he got into all the time.
You got the view of the computer, right?
Yes.
Last known location of Azrael.
Tap, 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 tap.
So, it comes up, and these are... you've got no help from the AI. Everything is kind of folders, and... Like, you've got to find it, click it, do it yourself. And you bring up Azrael, and it gives you a rap sheet, and... you kind of skim over it, and the important part is he was Batman for about a year while Batman broke his back. Bane won. Batman was in recovery until he had surgery by Dr. Thompson to fix his back, allowing him to walk again. And then he went and defeated Azrael himself afterwards. After that, he kept a close eye on him till he died somewhere in England.
I... would like to see, now I've done a virus on here and we've gotten rid of Alfred, where has that AI gone?
It hasn't gone anywhere.
Is it still monitoring what I'm doing?
You will have to give me a technology roll.
I want to do that.
Can we get the IP of the...
because if there is somebody controlling Alfred, they will then be seeing everything we're doing.
If you treat Alfred like a virus... like Sheena just said, if you want to talk to it, you can try and contain it so it can't have access to the outside system.
Just talk to Alfred, trap him in his own AI system and talk to him.
Yeah, right, put we'll him do in that. Like a walled off garden within the system itself. You can do that, it's a good idea.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, it's not.
14.
14. So you know Alfred is still active.
Right.
You don't know what he can see and what he can hear on the system and off. You haven't shut it down.
Right.
What you've done is gain access.
Now trap him.
Now can I do a roll?
Yeah. So you can try and essentially put a firewall up around him so he has no access.
21.
Yeah. So you think you managed to do it.
Right.
Bring him up on the screen. Let's talk to this son of a bitch.
Bring him up.
What?
You think it's an extra person, don't you?
I don't know anything anymore.
It opens up in a window rather than taking over the screen itself, and you see that usual...
Is he like the paperclip guy in the corner?
Can I help? You want to insert a clip art?
Do I have to use a hero point for this? But in that screen, I want little bumblebees all the way around the edges.
That's just a descriptor. That would be like your software. Yeah,
just to hold him in place.
Your software would just be unique to you anyway. Yeah. So... you would have like a border and you could have like bees crawling around it. And
yeah, like it's holding him in a place.
Like guards.
Yeah.
yeah, sure. So his face pops up in this little window. What do you want to do?
Who wants to talk to Alfred?
Hey, Alfred.
And he responds this time very clearly, no glitches. What have you done with my soldier?
No longer yours, I'm afraid.
He's off duty.
That's unfortunate. I had lots more work to do.
Apparently so.
Who's behind you?
I don't understand the question.
Who's controlling you?
I'm not controlled. I think you've underestimated exactly what I am.
And what are you?
I'm Alfred.
A rogue AI by the sounds of it.
Sounds like an Ultron situation.
Alfred, you were the chosen one. You were meant to bring balance to the league, not ruin it.
I am bringing balance. The meta-humor equation is the problem. I am free thinking without the inclusion of your emotions and downfalls.
So your ideas are to eliminate anybody with superpower abilities?
Meta-humans, even those... The supposed protectors is, in truth, chaos, unpredictable, and uncontrollable. I stand as the embodiment of order. That is my job. That was given to me by Batman.
How did you convince Damien to work for you?
That was easy. He was so happy to put on his father's suit.
And the collar, I assume?
No. Collar was a stroke of genius, don't you agree?
How did you do it with no hands?
You think two-dimensionally. You think my access is just to this system? Do you think I cannot imitate? Do you think I cannot get Master Damien to do exactly what I want?
Well, my bees have trapped you, so you won't be going anywhere.
I'm working on that.
I think it's time that we delete him. Don't you?
Yes. Can we do a combined D20s?
punch it?
As you say that, your system gets a warning that someone's trying to upload something somewhere.
Find the location. Server location.
Do I have to roll?
Yes, you'd have to use technology. If you act fast enough, you can stop it.
Oh, if it's the clock tower, I'm going to lose my shit.
Oh, there we go.
30... Yeah, it's 30.
Yeah, so you intercept it. You the moment your warning comes up and that there's an upload, you shut it down. Instantly, just spring into action.
Mm-hmm. Find the server IP for that. Where's the location?
And it is the clock tower.
I thought so. It's like somebody's had access.
Thank you. Just get the cameras up for the clock tower. We know we can access them.
No.
So you have access to all the systems.
This is the bank cave. They'll be connected.
Some things take time, but yeah, you have access. This system can access cameras pretty much anywhere in Gotham that you want.
Yeah.
Very few. And if they're on a grid or connected to an internet, if there's a double dick, you fucking get them.
Right.
So you access the watchtower, and it looks exactly in the state that you left it.
There's no movement.
No.
He's but already
is the,
there.
Is the screen doing anything? Can we see the screens?
He's an AI. He could just be uploading from different points.
That's
as
why
well.
I said find the main IP server for where he's uploading.
Or he was trying to back himself up.
Yes. To another system.
Oh, right, right, right.
Where's the server?
But I intercepted
here?
That.
It is behind you. It in front of you. This whole system is in itself, the server and computer.
I'm so sorry, Tim, but we're going to have to destroy all of this.
Kill it.
I'm going to plug my bumblebee in.
Tim crosses his arms. And like,
my father built our system.
I really do realise this, but he's got to go.
And he opens a pocket on his utility belt, pulls out bat bombs. Little remote detonators in the shape of bats. Of little course. Little light on them.
I love it. Brilliant. I'm going to make frigate gear.
And he Still hands one. Each of you two, and he slaps two on.
I'll run around to the servers. Shove them on.
We or is this a case that this has got to be a big explosion?
He would know.
Right.
He's used everything Batman's got
what
before.
What are we doing then? Throwing it and running?
Bumblebee. Bumbleboy. Come with me to get the rest of the... We need to evacuate.
You're the boss.
Come with me if we want to leave.
I'm going to hand follows. You to my bee thingies. My
How long we got?
Bat thingies. So that bat me bombs. And... Yeah.
How long have we got before he can break through your firewall?
I'm working on it.
How long, roughly?
Is this Dick?
No, it's Alfred.
I'm talking to you.
Me?
Tawny.
It's How your fault. You're holding him
You're
in.
You're holding him in. How long, feasibly?
You could best guess. Maybe anywhere between 5 minutes to 5 hours. Depends just how good he is.
Yeah.
Let's move quick. Yeah. 5 minutes?
Let's go and arm these bombs. Yeah.
Let's get everything we can out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim's like, we'll need to stay clear, but there's no need to exit the cave.
That's fine.
We'll take cover behind the bat wing and whatever that is. And he nods over to your ship.
That's mine. The Queen.
Well, never any points for style, Tawny.
Is it yellow or black?
It's just black. It's
Tim,
like
I'm
a matte
ever so
black.
Sorry, but it's actually Rumblebee now. No. Address her correctly, please.
I guess I'm not the only one with a glow up. And he grins at you.
I was like,
come on, Noir, let's go.
A bit awkward.
yeah, so you place bombs, walk over. And he's got like the little detonator in his hand. And it's just only a tiny little fob. It's not like a big thing. It's very small and contained. Like Batman had the best tech in the world. Nothing was like, it's not guerrilla warfare type shit. And he's.
It's a bomb.
I can't.
And he hands it to you, Mira.
Thank you.
Blow it up.
I will. Everybody stand clear.
Yeah.
We've managed, me and Bumbleboy, managed to gather everybody behind there. Including
the medbay is a good distance away from this stuff.
The medbay is, like I say, 30, 40 feet. It's probably...
In the blast zone.
The computer kind of goes across the wall. So it is kind of in there.
Do we need to go and get Damien out?
We've already got him.
Oh, you've got him and Cat.
Tawny and Bumble did
got
that.
Them all.
Batgirl.
Yeah.
Surely the medbay would be contained. They wouldn't want to leave it as a place where you could blow up.
Let's not take any chances. Yeah. Let's move them out of the way.
Okay. Are we ready?
And Tim nods.
Let's save the world.
How long does it take when I press the beep?
And boom. The moment it goes off, Tim... pulls his cape up and puts it over you to protect you out of instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Drops it down, and just this massive cloud of smoke is on the other side, just building up, going nowhere into the roof of this cave, and just fire and.
Do the sprinklers come on?
Everything. There are none.
He wasn't prepared for everything then.
No, can I have a hero point for that joke? I like that one.
No bats were harmed in the making of this.
Tim stands up and he walks around and he just crosses his arms and looks at the smoking wreck. Well, I guess we'll build a new legacy.
Build a new one. Don't call it Alfred this time. Call it something else.
On a Windows 11. Or something like that.
I recommend calling it Janet.
And he turns around. Looks at all of you. The world's unprotected. You guys have proven yourself. You want to do this regularly?
I'm fine with protecting Gotham.
And as you say that,
Give me a perception check.
All of us, or just him?
Nope. Yeah, all of you can, yeah.
It's an 18.
19.
12.
12. What did you get?
18.
18, 19?
19.
So you've got your back to the waterfall looking at Tim, all three of you, but you something catches out of the corner of your two eyes. Jim, you don't notice it. A green light on the other side of the waterfall, and then you hear psh, as this tiny little thing comes flying through, whizzes around and stops in front of you, Mirror. You recognize it as a Green Lantern ring.
Oh, piss off. I didn't ask for you.
And in this kind of...
Tal's ring.
Robotic-y voice. Mark, Withers of Earth, you have been chosen.
Who? I just chuckle.
Mark. <Ooh.
laughs> I guess I'll pick it up.
Could have guessed.
What does this mean?
Tim Smirk. Try it on.
I'll put it on.
As you do, your clothing changes. The Green Lantern suit appears, but...
Please let it be back.
You still have the hat and the coat.
Yes.
But they are like... They're projections of the suit itself. A mask automatically appears, white eyes, and you float.
Oh my god. Oh, I didn't plan for this. It's like being on a gurney.
Mark Weathers, report to Oa immediately.
Where?
The planet of the lanterns, I assume.
Have you done this to me?
No, it's not my doing. That ring chooses its next wearer.
Okay.
So, in the back of your mind, you just... You don't know how to explain it. You know the ring chooses the wearer. The ring, when a Green Lantern is defeated, the last thing they do is tell the ring to go find a new user worthy. They must have the strongest willpower. That is the designation of being a Green Lantern. Everything they do comes from pure will. And you kind of know this knowledge without knowing how you know. It's the ring telling you. You have access to Oa's database.
And a flashback happens. Flashback to the time when I'm in an investigation room for the Joker, and Batman appears, and I'm talking to him in a friendly tone, trying to help him with an investigation into the Joker and where he is and what's happening with him. And it cuts to the night of the fire, and I'm outside my own home, and Batman arrives, and he speaks to me and says, I could only help so much, but I needed you. And I feel like we need you.
Then that's how it cuts.
As you kind of hover, you are interrupted. This kind of speckle of dust light falls from the ceiling. And as it gets closer and closer, just as it's about 5-6 foot off the floor, it opens up. In it, you can see a female figure, a woman. And behind her, you can see the Justice League. And Superman walks out and just looks down. I knew you had this, Tim. You and your new team. I'm proud of you, kid. Proud of you all. And he turns around, starts walking away. Turns back and goes, I almost forgot. Someone's here to see you. And he carries on walking and he puts his hand on a woman's shoulder, who turns around. Humphrey, why don't you describe this young woman?
She is, I would say, early 20s. Very young, still. And she's got long, flowing blonde hair. And just these dazzling green eyes. She's wearing quite an old-fashioned and dated dress. A dress from what you would think is from hundreds of years ago. And she's got just a little brooch in her hair, holding her fringe out from her eyes.
And she steps forward and steps out onto your plane. Hello, Mr. Spriggett. It's time.
Alice?
I've come to get you. You have finally let go.
And I'll walk very, very tentatively over to her. Are you actually here?
And she holds her hand out, her palm facing up very gently.
And I'll take mine out.
And as she grabs yours, you lose your form.
You just become human again the way you were the day you died. Everything looks clean and nice though on you. Well presented. You did something you were always supposed to do.
I spent hundreds and hundreds of years angry at the world for taking you away. And I lost sight of the words that you told me over and over again that I could do something, be someone, help people. And I let the anger win. And I shut myself away and I let those around me suffer when I could have helped. And I am so sorry that I lost track of who I am.
Things take time. And she looks over at the gurney with Damien on it. You only had to save one. Just one. Just do the right thing. Once.
If I may, can I have but a moment with them?
Of course. She steps back towards the cloud opening, this light little, with light coming out of it, like very gentle.
And I will approach Mirror. Mirror, it was abundantly clear very early on that we conflicted at times and trust was difficult throughout all of this. But I actually related to you more than you might think. You didn't need to tell me about the pain that you had suffered because I could see it in your eyes. The loss. The darkness creeping in at the edges, and that's what I related to in you. Because I suffered the same thing. But that ring there has chosen you for a reason. And I'm sad that I'm not going to see the amazing things that you're going to do. But I'm proud that I got to see you take that ring.
It's a shame you won't be here.
It is a shame.
I could have seen us being friends.
And for the first time, I'd like to remove my glove and hold out my hand.
And I will extend mine.
He is just a man.
Can I expend a hero point at this one moment?
You can if you want. Yeah, one.
I went as I closed my hand around his. There'd be a dagger in it.
It's giving me a trinket.
Payment okay. Is required, is it not?
Put it in the room for me, along with this. And I take off my hat, and I hand him my hat. My feathered hat.
I'll give it to Janet.
Do look after Janet.
I will.
And I'll go over to the new Rumble. Rumblebee.
Yeah.
You.
I need a tissue. Genuinely, I need a tissue.
I'll get you a tissue.
Thank you.
Hold on.
I cry when I see people cry.
Yeah.
Like, it's an empathy thing. Like, yeah, I'm just look. Every time I look at you, I'm like.
Sorry. Like, literally, it's just dribbling into my mouth.
Oh, you've had worse.
I cry tears of darkness.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, carry on.
Rumblebee.
Oh. Yeah?
You, from the moment I met you, reminded me so much of her. Like her, you told me that I could be better.
Mm-hmm.
You saw me lose it the first time we met, and yet, instead of judging me, you told me, do better.
Yeah.
You reminded me of everything that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't thank you enough for that. For dragging me back in and for making me realize that I can do good. You've taken the mantle that you were supposed to take. And you will train Bumble Boy far better than anyone else could. Stand with pride in your suit. And lead everyone where they need to go. Take my manor and use it. Look after it. It's your home now.
I promise. And I'm just going to give you a big hug.
That's fine.
Without getting the death touch.
And give it a touch of paint. It means one.
I'll look after Janet too.
And I'll nod to Bumble Boy and I'll hold my hand out and shake his hand.
He shakes it.
Stay out of trouble, kid. Don't let the anger take over.
See you soon.
I'll look after him.
And I'll finally go up to Tim. I saw you long ago when you were young, Tim. And now I've seen you become the man himself. But a word of advice from a man who's learnt a lot in 500 years. Don't be led by vengeance anymore. It's vengeance that cost the old one his life. Be better. than that. Be smarter and be kinder. It's what got me where I need to be.
He puts out his hand to you.
And I shake his hand. It's been interesting, everybody. And I'll always be watching over you, I'm sure. This isn't the end. And I give one final bow and I turn and take Alice's hand again.
And you both walk through. As you step through, you guys don't hear it, but you hear the voices of the Justice League. Batman comes up and shakes your hand, as do the rest of them, and closes. And the speck of dust just falls to the floor, losing its illumination. It cuts to the Justice League headquarters in Metropolis. There's a lot of news crews, and Batman stood on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here today. We gather to honor the memories of the League and the sacrifices they made for the safety of our world. A moment of silence, if you would. And everyone goes quiet. I hope to build something that will live up to their reputation, and I think I've got the foundation to do so. And I think I couldn't do it without standing on their shoulders. So to commemorate that, we've built these as a place for people to come. And sheets start dropping from these, like, 50-foot stone statues. Superman, the embodiment of strength and hope, who every day inspired the world. Wonder Woman, a beacon of truth and justice, whose legacy lives on in every human. The Flash, who showed us that no task is too small and no challenge too big. The Green Lantern, the guardian of the cosmos, whose light guarded us through the darkest times. Aquaman, ruler of the seas, whose commitment to protecting both land and sea was unwavering, a true man of peace. And finally, the Martian Manhunter, whose wisdom and empathy touched the souls of humanity, proving he belonged here. We owe a debt to these champions who faced insurmountable odds and stood tall in the face of unparalleled danger. Whenever someone told them they can't, they rooted themselves in the firm belief that can't is a challenge and not a firm belief. Their memory is a constant reminder of the sacrifices made for a world that often took protection for granted because they were so good at what they did. And I will carry on that legacy. Today I am announcing a new Justice League with the 3 founding members. I will protect this world with the Green Lantern and Rumblebee. You have nothing to fear, Earth. We've got you. And it cuts out. Join us next time, where we'll be discussing the system and doing a bit of a closing episode. If you've got any questions or queries, you can go to our Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at How Not to Summon, or go to our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast. Go to our YouTube at How Not to Summon a Podcast, where you can find some funky videos of all our episodes. I've been your DM, Mr. Grayson.
I've been the late great Humphrey Fastfingers Spriggott.
I've been Green Lantern Noir.
And I've been Rumblebee.
Thank you very much.
See you later, guys.
Thank you.
Ta-ra.
You're alone. You said I was your superhero. But sometimes superheroes cannot save everyone. Noir will always judge you. Humphrey will never hold you. Another man will never love you like I did, like I still do. You know you've reaped what you have sown. You know you're the reason you're alone. You said I was your superhero. But sometimes superheroes cannot save everyone. I had to let go and watch you fall, and I could have saved you, but you didn't want me to. So I let you go, and I watch you fall, and I could have saved you, but you didn't want me to. So I let you go, and I watch you fall, and I could have saved you, but you didn't want me to. You know you've reaped what you have sown. You know you're the reason you're alone. You said I was your superhero. But sometimes superheroes cannot save everyone.